The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
The shepherd's staff that you saw me carry in, we call it a crozier, which I carry as bishop, is a reminder to me and to you of my role as shepherd of the flock that the Lord has entrusted to my care. And unfortunately, in my flock, there are both sheep and goats. In today's gospel, we see that the sheep are those who do the corporal works of mercy, caring for the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the ill, the imprisoned. If they keep it up, Jesus will say to them on Judgment Day, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." My role regarding the sheep, is to do what I can to nurture their faith and to keep those sheep on the right path and empower them to go forth and transform the world as agents of what Pope Francis calls a revolution of tenderness. But also in the flock entrusted to my care are goats who, for whatever reason, usually it's because of fear or maybe selfishness, turn their backs on those who are in need. And nowhere is this more the case in today's America than regarding how we treat the undocumented immigrants and refugees, the refusal to welcome the stranger. In the case of these goats, my role as shepherd requires me to speak clearly and even sternly in an effort to save their souls. Last year, I had a series of email exchanges with a man who likes to think of himself as a good Catholic, but whose heart is far from the Lord, at least on the topic of welcoming strangers. His emails were full of invective and fear. And after responding patiently to the concerns he raised, I finally had to draw his attention to today's gospel and warn him that he was aligning himself with the goats, and he'd better convert if he wanted to save his soul. Now, this isn't about politics. It's about salvation. What did Jesus say? He said, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you gave me no welcome." And so on. "Amen, I say to you, what you did not do to one of these least ones, you did not do for me." And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And in today's gospel, he tells us what it will take to get into his kingdom. Not only is he the king, he's also the legislator and the judge. And now we know clearly at least part of the basis on which we will be judged. Indeed, this is the only place where Jesus even addresses the topic of what it will take to go to heaven. And so obviously, he intends us to take this very seriously. And so I would be failing in my duty as your shepherd if I did not act decisively and speak clearly when I see part of the flock headed for disaster. Some in the flock are sheep, and the others, unfortunately, are goats. And the determining factor will be what we do when we're faced with people in need. So which are you? This decision will determine whether you have a place in God's kingdom. Now, I know this is a very challenging message, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit are intended to open our hearts and expand our minds to what the Spirit would have to say to us, not what the world has to say to us, but what the Lord would say for us and what He would want from us. And so today we're going to pray that the Lord will fill our young people with the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and rekindle the grace of the sacrament in those of us who are confirmed in the past.